Texte numéro 13. Can China clean up fast enough? Hell is a city much like London, a populous and a smoky city. It is a description that would suit many Chinese cities today, for, like Britain in the early 19th century, China is going through an industrial-powered growth spurt. The urge to get rich outweighs the desire for clean air, so the Chinese are chucking all manner of filth into the atmosphere. If China were simply following the path of rich countries from poverty through pollution to fresh air, there would be little to worry about. But China is so vast and its economy is growing so rapidly that its effect on the world is far greater than that of any other single country. In January 2013, the air of Beijing hit a level of toxicity 40 times above what the World Health Organization deems safe. A tenth of the country's farmland is poisoned with chemicals and heavy metals. Half of China's urban water supplies are unfit even to wash in, let alone drink. In the northern half of the country, air pollution lops 5.5 years off the average life. All this has led to an explosion of protest across China. That worries the government, which fears that environmental activism could become the foundation for more general political opposition. It is therefore dealing with pollution in two ways: suppression, by jailing activists, and mitigation, by pouring money into cleaning up the country. The pace at which it deals with local pollution is a matter for China itself, but the country's emissions are of wider interest because they also pollute the atmosphere, which is a global resource. Since 1990, the amount of CO2 pouring from Chinese smokestacks has risen from 2 billion tonnes a year to 9 billion, almost 30% of the global total. China produces nearly twice as much CO2 as America. China's government is trying to make a dent in these alarming figures. It's cutting the amount of energy that large companies use to produce each unit of output, and it has created impressive new solar and wind power industries. If China cannot cut its CO2 emissions substantially, then either other countries will have to reduce theirs by more than they are doing now, or the world will need to find other ways to cope. That means exploring the possibilities of geoengineering the atmosphere or investing in ways of adapting to higher temperatures, such as drought-tolerant crops. But getting China to cut back further is not a lost cause. The place is vulnerable to climate change. In absolute terms, more people live at sea level in China, and so are threatened by rising oceans, than in any other country. Adapted from The Economist, August 2013.